The Vatican has announced a major reorganisation of diocesan church leadership in the west of Ireland. The decision will lead to a number of changes in the ecclesiastical province of Tuam, with three fewer bishops in the province. The announcements were made by the Papal Nuncio to Ireland at the Cathedral of the Assumption in Tuam this morning. The Archbishop of Tuam, Francis Duffy, is to become the Apostolic Administrator of the Diocese of Killala. We'll talk to him shortly, but first, our religious and social affairs correspondent Alva Keneally has been speaking to parishioners in Tuam.
You know, you could be down about changes, but I don't think so. I think the people that's going to be here are going to be working hard, and I think they will bring us forward in a good way, definitely.
Would you worry at all the fact that the bishops have to go, they've more than one diocese now to deal with, you know, that they're a bit stretched or anything like that?
No, there's no surprise, because the attendance is way down, and that's basically the reason that they're a combination of that they're joining the various parishes, various dioceses.
Would you be positive enough about it then?
Yes, because there will come a time when more people will come back again. At the moment, the numbers are way down, but in a couple of years' time, I'd say they'll be back.
Well, as I say, we're joined now by the Archbishop of Tuam, Francis Duffy. A very good afternoon to you, Archbishop, and welcome to the News at One.
Thank you, Brian.
So perhaps you might explain the thinking in the Vatican behind these changes. It's a very significant restructuring of the church leadership in the Archdiocese of Tuam, which I suppose has been pretty well unchanged for almost 1,000 years. What's behind all this?
It is. It's a new development, but it's not a sudden development. This has been talked about for quite some time among bishops and among people in parishes, pastoral councils and so on. And it's really the Catholic Church in the west of Ireland and in Ireland responding to the signs of the times, looking at what we have, our resources, our structures, and are these adequate for the situation in which we find ourselves. And we feel that these changes are important and valuable and will allow us to move into the continue into the 21st century in the west of Ireland in particular, responding to those challenges.
Is it a prelude to some of these dioceses being united?
Yes, well, the aim is that eventually the diocese will be united, and we move towards that in various stages. There already has been quite an amount of consultation between the Apostolic Nuncio and bishops and the priests and the representatives of the laity. So that has been going on for a year or so, and that consultation has resulted in what has happened today. And then in each diocese, for example, I will be the Apostolic Administrator of Killala, so there will be further consultations and discussions with the people there, the various committees, diocesan pastoral councils, people on synodal teams. So that will progress hopefully towards the union.
People, of course, will be aware of the impact of the shortage of priests in terms of the number of masses, for example, that might be available, potential closure of churches. From the point of view of worshippers and Catholics in the west of Ireland, is this a change that they're going to notice?
Well, at local parish level, there won't be much noticeable change initially because this has just been announced. But the changes really will be felt at local level, and people already have arranged their mass schedules in parishes to accommodate the fact that there are fewer priests. So at local level, that will certainly be addressed, yes.
And in terms of that wider picture, the structure of parishes across the diocese, the availability of priests, or the infrastructure, if you like, of worship and parish life, how's that going to be changing?
Well, that's already changing. Parishes have parish pastoral councils, finance committees. So those committees are trying to, and have been for some time, organising their resources at local level to cater for their pastoral needs. So I think that what is announced today is a very good news story. I'm very positive about it. I'm very hopeful about it, because it is a good sign of the church, particularly in the west of Ireland, responding to the needs of the time, pooling our resources, and trying to provide as good a service as we can to our people.
Is it still the practice of the Vatican to appoint bishops to dioceses who are priests who don't come from that diocese, or is that beginning to change? That was something brought in after all the various scandals in the last couple of decades.
Well, I think the general practice with the Vatican is that around the world is that priests are generally not from their native diocese. They're appointed to a different diocese. But in Ireland, the tradition was for quite a long time that most of the bishops appointed were appointed to their native diocese, although not all. There were always, there was all about a quarter of the bishops who are not natives of the diocese to which they became a bishop. Currently the practice is to appoint bishops from outside the diocese. And I think that seems to continue.
So fewer bishops in Tuam. I think it would have been just a couple of years ago, there would have been six. It's now down to three, if I'm correct.
Three. That's correct, yes. Yeah. Six and currently three.
So does that mean that there a bishop will be available, for example, for confirmations?
Yes, yes. Bishops are generally available for confirmation. Not every bishop can do all the confirmations because of the sheer numbers and the demand on time. But certainly, bishops will be available for confirmations. Yes.
All right. Well, we appreciate your time today, Archbishop, and thank you for talking to us. That's the Archbishop of Tuam, Francis Duff.